Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, we will be taking a lot of your phone calls in this second hour. We're here live every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just a program note, TalkFest is coming to Austin, Texas. What is it, the 27th of January on that Saturday, and I will be with George Norrie at that event. He's invited me, and I'll be, more importantly, in studio with him for, two-thirds of the show that Friday night. He'll be doing the show live here in studio, so that'll be a lot of fun. I was listening to local news, the stations around the country don't get the local news from the station I do the show out of, KLBJ 590 AM, didn't get a chance to hear the news. And, you know, I'm not knocking those doing the news. They were covering real legitimate stories. But the information being put out by the state of Texas, we should elaborate on. You have to get your Texas tags if you want to drive on the new toll roads that just opened up. And for 3 months, they let the slaves, that's you and I, drive on them for, quote, free if we, quote, went and got the tags. Now we have to have the tags, and they're going to tax you as you drive on the road with your transponder. Now, 2 years ago, we narrowly beat in the state of Texas transponders that were going to be in all the inspection stickers to tax us as we drove down the road. And the same thing's going in nationwide, and it's foreign-owned companies coming in who lobby the politicians with campaign money, and then the politicians basically give the water districts or the roads or the universities, the infrastructure, is just handed over to private companies. And we hear, oh, it's free market. They're going to run things. Now, no, this isn't free market. This isn't what you call privatization. That's a confusing smokescreen they use. This is 46 of the 100 biggest economies being corporations. They have their own security forces, their own intelligence arms. They are now coming in and lobbying government to sign over governmental powers illegitimately to them to tax and regulate and control us. So it's like the British Crown licensed the British East India Company to run the government of India over tens of millions of people, and to be judge, jury, and executioner. It's the exact same thing. It's total imperialism. It's not free market. So I hope everybody out there starts becoming aware of that. Of course, it didn't matter to the state of Texas that we shot down their transponder and the inspection sticker program. They're just trying to reintroduce it, and they run TxDOT paid for ads with our tax money, a stupid cartoon that's all over television here in Texas, telling us how great the new smart tags are in our inspection sticker. You see, oh, we beat them putting it in, but they still run ads telling you how it's coming and how it's great. It's slick. We got calls here from Eric in Australia. We got Nork in Atlanta. We've got Carrie in New Mexico. And we've got Patrick and many others. But I wanted to go back to Rudy from Pasadena, Texas. We were talking about this whole global program, the Sustainable Development Goals 2000 program of the United Nations, and we are in it right now. So, Rudy, go ahead and finish up your points.
Okay, thank you for that. That is the comment about the NAU.
I don't know what he's doing. Rudy, you're going to have to get on the phone and stop doing whatever you're doing over there.
Because I know there's
okay, we're going to let him go. That's too bad. I held you over to go to you, but you're not there. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Sydney, Australia. Boy, have they been taken over by the globalist. But again, any resistance is a conspiracy theory. Any, you know, ever saying powerful groups want more control, or that powerful corporations lobby and try to get control of government to then fund themselves through the taxing system. Oh, it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. Everything's wonderful. And then the dollar hasn't plunged in value by half, and And they're not openly setting up a new national draft, and they're not recruiting foreigners in Mexico City to join the military. And, yeah. Let's go ahead. Caller, you're on the air from Australia. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Good. Listen, mate, my comment is this. I have some friends, some colleagues, some people I associate with, and they like your show. They want to support it, but they're afraid of supporting it. Now, I'm a subscriber to your website, and I've bought some DVDs. And I have friends of mine who are afraid that they, if they subscribe, that the government's watching all your subscriptions, that they'll get a list of names. And I just want to tell the audience out there that if you guys don't get out there and support people that you think are doing the right thing, that these people won't be able to keep going. So, you know, I mean, I think it's very important. And if you want to keep your local businesses running, you buy from your local businesses. And I think that supporting shows like yours, and I want to tell all your listeners, to make sure you get out there, and for the cost of your subscription to your website, which is nothing less than almost a couple of coffees a week, but they should get out there and support you.
Well, I appreciate those words. You know, there's a reason the government finally announced they're listening to everything, and Google came out and said they're using keyword software to listen off the microphones and cameras built into all new computer standard. There's a reason they're saying, yeah, we're reading your mail now. There's a reason. This is about intimidation. It's about conditioning the dumbed-down masses to think this is normal. But for the awake people, it's to intimidate us. And I'll say this. I hope the government is listening to me. I hope operatives are listening to me, because I know I'm going to sell them on the truth. They're going to go find out that the majority of narcotics brought into this nation are brought in by government sources with allied crime corporations. They're going to learn that the Federal Reserve really is private. They're going to learn that our government really did create Al-Qaeda. They're going to learn all of this. And when they find that out, a lot of them are going to decide to join me. Now that's those that aren't cowards. Others have done the research and found out we're telling the truth, so they are afraid. I have people all the time, you know, go, man, I know you're telling the truth, but my God, aren't you afraid they're going to get you? Folks, if we give in to fear, then we are tyrannized. And the moment you give in to this, and the moment, you know, you admit this is real, but then say, okay, it's real, I better shut up, they've won. I'm an American, you're an Australian, we're free people who come from a shared history of the Magna Carta and common law, and people worldwide have freedom beating in their breast. And, you know, I'm not going to go along with this. But, you know, there's a different type of person from those that know the truth and are scared. There's also those who will say, none of this exists, but boy, I tell you, the government's going to get you. They're so brainwashed that they think the government getting people like me is what the government should do. They think they're, you know,
yeah.
There's all these good old boys who think, yeah, go ahead and kill Iraqi kids. Yeah, go ahead and nuke, kill them all. Do they think a government and an elite that will do that will take care of us and care about us? If you think global corporate leaders care any more about your child than they care about some Iraqi child, I got the bridge I want to sell you. These are ruthless people. Okay, I just got an interview with Aaron Russo, top Hollywood producer, on record fingering Nick Rockefeller, telling him about how 9/11 was going to happen 11 months before it happened. I just went to Houston yesterday where Aaron's getting treatment down there. People, when they start getting pretty, you know, sick, they tend to start talking. And I went down there and got this, you know, this admission and a lot more. But, I mean, hell, David Rockefeller wrote in his memoir that they're destroying America and that's their plan. And so what? Because they know only a few thousand people go read 600-page memoirs by David Rockefeller. They know the general public's sucking their thumb, loving slavery. And so I tell everybody out there, don't believe me. You know, you think depleted uranium's really good for your son or daughter? Go get them to enlist. Go have them breathe the stuff. And when they're dying in your arms later, just remember I told you. Okay, I really do support the troops by trying to warn them. I'm sorry, anything else you want to add from Australia?
Just quickly, you know Rupert from the wilderness, yeah?
Yes.
Have you heard that he's pulling out of public speaking and public representation and pulling down his whole operation? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did hear about that. I did. Listen, I appreciate your support. We're going to break. We're out of time. I got a bunch of news I want to cover here. They're talking about nuclear attacks on Iran. Peanuts kill more Americans than terrorists. There was a big terror attack last week in Spain, but nobody heard about it. We'll tell you why. And we'll talk to people all over the country and the world. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, or my website. Be sure and check them out.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Kid. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. All right, I'm going to try this one more time. I'm going to hurry through your calls. I'm going to try Rudy one more time. I didn't want to cut him off earlier. We hit a break, and I wanted to be able to finish what he was saying. Rudy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, that guy, we're not going to go back to him. That's the last time, okay? Let's go ahead now and take a call from Kerry, and he's calling us from New Mexico. Kerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
Hey, I'd like to take the time to tell you how much we appreciate your efforts, you know, getting out here on a Sunday and taking time to keep us informed away from your family.
Well, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm just trying to save my country, and I'm so frustrated that David Rockefeller, who runs the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and our entire government, can write a book saying his goal is to destroy America. And I can read the quote. You can go buy the book. You can go read it online. And then I've still got a deal with a national talk show host saying I should be locked up because I talk about stuff like that. Because those national hosts are bought and paid for, and they know the average person isn't going to go read that book.
Exactly. But another thing Alex just won't tell you is I'm part of the American Freedom to Fascism New Mexico Volunteers.
Good.
And we got a email last week where it shows that they offered legislation in the Senate and Congress in New Mexico to repeal the Real ID Act, that New Mexico will not participate.
Yes, that is true. And for those that don't know, Real ID Act is the national ID card passed in 2005 by law standardizing all the driver's license to go under federal control, which makes it a national ID card.
Exactly. So, you know, I encourage everybody to get a hold of their state legislators and try to get something done, you know, in a local area, because I don't think we can affect what they're doing in Washington.
I agree.
You know,
Vermont, New Hampshire, and New Mexico and other states are moving to block it. And oh, yeah, I mean, all week, all they've talked about on TV and radio and the paper is, oh, should it be Barack Obama? Should it be Hillary? Should it be Gingrich? They're all anti-free speech, pro-Patriot Act, pro-war. They're a bunch of they're all New World Order. Anybody the media gives attention, anybody that they put out there in front of you from the two controlled parties bought and paid for by the same global crime syndicate is a joke. Why do we get 60% turnout for some presidential election and we get 8% for local elections? It's locally that we still have a chance to take over. So I salute what you just said.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go to Austin, go to Santa Fe, wherever, and get a hold of their, you know, their congressmen, senators, and we can stop them on the local level in the state.
What do you think about the announcement that, okay, we're reading your mail without warrants, it's freedom, it's good?
One of these days they're going to have to pay the piper on all that stuff. I'm just hoping I'm here to see it.
But Jack Bauer does it on TV. I mean, that's what America's about, having your mail read, man. America's about pesos being used in restaurants in Dallas and Austin. America's about having a worthless dollar. America's about being owned by foreign corporations and being a joke. You didn't know that? You must be with Al-Qaeda. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Owensboro, Kentucky. You're on the air. Welcome.
That's Owensboro. God bless you, Alex, and you're doing an excellent.
It says Owensboro on my screen. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay.
In fact, I'm George Bush with a signing statement. You are hence Owensboro.
Okay.
I am the emperor. Do as I say. It's freedom.
And commander. Anyway, I was watching something last week on CBS News or ABC or something, and they had this. They said it in a way, they were talking about China and saying, oh, along the lines that China's having a tough time trying to become an empire, along that line. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. China is totally bought and paid for by the globalists. China has a 10% growth rate. They're used as an economic weapon to destroy any middle-class populations in Europe or the U.S., and it's all in a deal signed with the trilaterals back in the 70s.
And absolutely.
By the way, Art, the CIA, it's now been declassified. It's even on History Channel. Actually put Mao into power, and he killed 60 million people. Our government wanted that.
Right. And, you know, everywhere you go, I mean, it's almost unavoidable. Everywhere you go, everything you buy is made in China. And, you know,
that's global mercantilism. That's economic warfare. The globalists made a deal with China to license their goods through them to deindustrialize the industrialized world.
Right. And, you know, the great thing about the Internet, for as long as we'll have it, you know, they've already got Internet, too, in China, and they're going to try to do the same.
That's right. They shut down 2 months ago, the free web in China. Total control Internet, too.
Right. And, you know, the great thing about the Internet that we have, you know, you can go to Google, you can type in American-made products, but you can't window shop. You can't look at them. You can't touch them. You can't see if they fit you or not. And I mean, what do you think here, Alex? Because everywhere we go,
you cannot find anything made in America. If you do, it's like finding a four-leaf clover. I mean, literally, it just doesn't exist. But that's globalism. Oh, that's good. That's, you know, more Americans having to work, the husband and wife having to work two jobs. We have a higher debt ratio than we had in the depths of the Depression in the late 1933. Oh, globalism's been so good because the news said so. Oh, is the economy good for you out there, folks? Well, the television said it was. It must be. So just go get a third mortgage and just act like you're rich in front of your neighbors, and everything will be okay. Don't listen to this evil talk show where we talk about the globalist. Because, I mean, the TV that you can trust told you, and national talk show host told you, that anybody that talks about globalism is bad and backwards and isn't good. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. You're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Mike. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, my name is actually David.
Okay, well, I'm just going off the call list here. We'll just call you Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, it seems that on the forums and on the Internet, the intimidation tactics where they say, well, you're crazy. You're not. 9/11 is not.
Well, what you do is you go over and you get the Associated Press reporting that CENTCOM and the Pentagon are spending billions a year with U.S. troops illegally being paid in bases to go around attacking anybody who tells the truth on the Internet.
Ooh, that's bad. But I'm saying like...
No. You go track those people, and then you go show how they've done thousands of posts apiece under different names with the exact same text, and you show how they're cutting and pasting, and now all that's coming out. And then you go back to the forum, and you show everybody how it's a dirty Fed. You didn't know about all the fake news they bought? $1.8 billion just in 2005 alone of illegal fake news?
No.
Yeah? Oh, you didn't know about that? Type, White House buys $1.8 billion. I kept saying $1.6 billion. It's $1.8 billion in fake news. Go do that, and you'll find out the truth. All right, we're going to break here in a moment. Let's just jam one more call in here. Maybe this is Mike, if I can get myself straight. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
I am Mike from California. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm doing a radio show. Go ahead.
Nice.
Hit me.
I basically wanted to find out about what happened about that footage that y'all were going to take up there in Taylor, Texas.
Yes, it's on JonesReport.com. Absolutely free. The FEMA camp in Taylor, Texas. Absolutely free for you at JonesReport.com.
Okay.
I have no understanding, and holy hell, why it isn't up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, I don't know.
I tell my people stuff, but they do what the hell they want. But it's on JonesReport.com. How's that? You got
nice.
It? All right, I'll put you on hold. We'll come back and let you finish up on the other side. Final 30 minutes straight ahead. Don't believe me. The government loves you. They never lie to you. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13, 17. In Revelations 14, 9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Is next at 6 on News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Ah! And I'm just going to start coming on air and doing that. I'm sick of it. Hell, look how corrupt this government is. $4 trillion almost missing from the Pentagon. They won't say who stole it. Corrupt police running around every crime lab in the country. Has been caught framing people. Illegal aliens running all over us. Politicians lying. Of course the Democrats are going to continue the war. They're owned by the very same people. I just don't want fake neocon twits out there listening to have their power trips. I will ruin it for you. If every one of us was against the war, it would continue. So stop thinking just because you're for it that, you know, you're making everybody else be involved in the war. You don't run anything. You're an absolute slave. You know what? If we're going to be slaves, I'm going to be here to make sure you have to admit to yourselves you are. I'm really mad right now, folks. And yes, we've got incredible video. We did. I sent two guys out to Taylor earlier this week to the FEMA camp where they're holding other than Mexican illegal aliens. And the problem is they're not getting due process. They should, or they should be deported out. But in the executive documents in the Houston Chronicle, they say they're going to use these family facilities. We got video of kids out there on the swing set, folks. Whole families, and they break the families up. They give the small kids to CPS. Won't even tell parents where they're at. And, I mean, that's just horrible. CPS, five times more likely to abuse your children than any other group. That's Justice Department's own numbers. Oh, don't believe me, just go pull it up. I mean, this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. So we did go to a report out there, and it's on jonesreport.com. And for the life of me, I may have missed it, but I kept sending it to my other webmasters at InfoWars and Prison Planet, and I never saw it pop up there. They should do an article about it, too. We'll see about that in the next few days, but it's up on jonesreport.com for free. I sent two guys out there with cameras all day. They threatened to arrest them, told them to turn their cameras off for being across the street. Again, we're in such a free country. Of course, we told them, the federal jail guards, that it's a free country and that we don't appreciate their color of law, so they had to back off. Then they were talking about taking our cameras. You know what? Just go ahead, you scum. I mean, that just shows what this country is. They think people across the street filming their FEMA camp, that they can come over and tell us to turn our cameras off. You pieces of trash! Go to Russia! Ah! So anyways, I paid people to be up there and shoot the video, because I was on the radio. I couldn't go during that period of time. So I could be on the radio live covering it while they were out there with live call-ins. And then I also had my guy put it together for about a day, edit it with all the documents and Senate hearings admitting they want to put people in camps and how they were going to claim it was for illegals but really put citizens in it. So it was a nice little video report up there, about 20 minutes long for you. You can also watch my film. Cost me $100,000 to make. And that's Terror Storm for free. One word, Terror Storm. Just type it into Google. You can watch the film for free. I just make films that cost $100,000 and put them out for free. That's how I operate. You can total proof. It isn't this yelling and screaming Alex Jones. Frankly, folks, I don't want to say I'm burnt out, but I'm just really mad and I'm sick of it. Okay? I'm at the point where these smiley-faced people with American flags all over them, I want to, like, pull those American flags off their cars and shove them down their throats. Okay? Because they have desecrated America, and they don't know what that flag symbolizes, and they have, they're wearing desecrated flags made by Chinese slaves. All right, that's it. Now I'm really starting to get mad right now, and I'm very angry about my country being killed. We have calls here from Germany. A caller from Germany just hung up. We got calls from all over, and. I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, if you're not mad about the fact that our mainline military is going to, the ground forces will be half illegal alien by 2010, that's mainstream news, then you got a problem. And if you don't like the fact that Patron's Pizza from Dallas to Austin is using pesos now, you got a problem. And if you don't like the fact that our country's dying, you got a problem. And I can't believe fake neocon talk show hosts have got the nerve to get on talk radio coast to coast and lie and say none of this is happening. Mike in Southern California, you got any comments about the Taylor concentration camp, or are you just asking if we got the video?
Now, Alex, I got comments, and I'm there with you, man. You don't understand how angry I am about what's going on. I'm angry about how our country is going downhill right now. I'm angry about everybody I talk to are sheeple. You know what I mean?
They're just scum. Weak chicken necks. The good news is.
And I'm usually a calm guy, so and excuse me if I vent a little bit on the air right now, but I'm glad you got this forum going on. I'm really upset.
It's now the Mad as Hell show. Let's just all start screaming together on air.
Hey, man. I'm upset that we've got troops watching our border in Arizona, and then we got Mexican. Whoever coming in with firearms firing upon our troops.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Our National Guard's supposed to be watching our borders,
that's right.
Right?
Stuff's so bad, I didn't even mention that. Let me comment on that. Friday morning, U.S. troops, and they put a few hundred down there. It was all for show. They're not allowed to have bullets. And so that's America. The troops are hightailing it. Mexican troops, same group, kills federal officers, kills cops all the time. The media keeps it real quiet. I mean, a citizen kills a cop, you'd think Jesus had died. But boy, let me tell you, Mexican troops kill our people. It's kept real quiet. Because that might upset people. Let's not talk about it.
No.
They had a group at a viewing post down there who'd already seized drug shipments. That made the Mexican drug dealers who were guarded by the Mexican troops. Hell, the U.S. government, in conjunction with the Mexican government, the AP reported last Wednesday, is going to pay for GPS for each one of the illegal aliens. And by the way, when I heard the national talk show host talk about that, they didn't mention that when you read the AP article, the U.S. government's helping pay for it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Ah, and they got the unarmed troops running from the Mexicans. I mean, it's just as classic. Our humiliation will never end, the patheticness of it. But we deserve it. We are pathetic.
Basically, I mean, if everybody around us are sheeple, and I don't know if it's because they're spraying all that chemtrail stuff around us.
Mercury's good. Prozac's good. Just take it all. Let me tell you something. When the government tells you mercury's nutritious, it's true. I have actual newscasts, local CBS News saying mercury's good for your brain, but I'm not gonna play it again. Just type in "news says mercury's good" into Google. You'll get the video clip. Like, it's been watched millions of times. Local news here in Austin saying mercury's good for your brain. Let's go ahead and Comments on Mexican GPS. That's what Steve wants to talk about. Okay, that's fine, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, calling from Texas, right? Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I heard a story last night on Coast with Art Bell. He was talking about the Mexican consulate, I think, in the state of Pueblo. They're giving these people GPS.
In conjunction with the U.S. government.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, they 200,000 people.
Sir, illegals get housing loans and without ID, AP.
Yeah.
You don't, though, brother. You're going to show three, be treated like trash because you're an American who's been raised to be a slave.
Yeah, totally. I know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, I just want to mention that. I don't know if you heard about that or not. I just thought that was interesting.
Did you hear about the Mexican troops? It's now been confirmed. Well, they go, well, they're wearing military uniforms, but it may not be troops. Though it's admitted that the Mexican troops drive in flatback trucks the illegals around and then shepherd them across the border.
Yeah, just like today, I heard something about the Port of Miami, the three illegal Iraqis, I guess, that came in on a container or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turned out they were legal. It was who knows what it was.
Yeah, really. All right, well, I just want to mention that. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, good to hear from you. Dustin in Germany, you're on the air calling us from Deutschland. Thank you for holding her on the air.
Bros from Deutschland, Alex.
So you're an Americaner over there hanging out in Deutschland, huh?
Yeah, I'm an Auslander.
Yeah, and they've got all the same police state stuff being put in there. Microphones, cameras, everything a slave deserves.
Oh, well, starting 1 January 07, you have to have a special card with a little biometric chip in it to buy cigarettes out of the machine.
Well, it's the same thing here.
Well, have you... You were talking earlier about they were using pesos inside the United States.
Yeah, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. I'll put you on hold. Final segment coming up. Yeah, what's okay. wrong with that? What are you, with Al-Qaeda or something? Wait, come on. No, I'm going to put you on hold. How dare you even question? How dare you have free speech? Newt Gingrich says you should be arrested, and I think he's right!
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right, Paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Yeah, folks, I can't describe to you how bad it is, how corrupt the elite is, how they've ripped you off, all the scams they've run. And if you think it's bad, they're setting up a whole world government so they can do it to you and no one can stop them. All the things you're seeing to build a police state are just so you can basically be raped at will and can't resist. And don't believe me. Just continue to trust everything and you're going to find out. Let me tell you, you're going to see all of you. And I know most of you agree with me. I mean, hell, I've had the phones open all day. They've been loaded the whole time. Nobody's calling to disagree because less and less can disagree because I'm telling the truth and I know what I'm talking about. And I'm just some average person. This isn't hard. They write hundreds of books calling us slaves and saying they're going to take our rights away. I mean, I'm mad about it, okay? I want the New World Order to go down. I'm not worried about Nancy Pelosi. That political prostitute is simply owned by the globalists, just like the political prostitutes, Newt Gingrich, saying destroy free speech. They're all bought and paid for. And until we realize how bad it really is, it's only going to get worse and worse in this country. We got to get mad. We got to get upset first. Oh, I'm out of control. I know it. Good thing I'm taking a vacation here in a few weeks, right before Talkfest, and I should get settled down and back to normal. I'm kind of overheated right now. Real fast, finish up Dustin in Germany, because I got loaded phone lines here, and I want to get to everybody that's patiently been holding. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we like it when you're overheated, just like my machine gun barrels over here in Deutschland.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about how the United States was using pesos in the American territory.
Okay, this is what's going on in reality. A big pizza chain called Patron's is accepting pesos at their register. And just like El Cenizo and South Texas and a bunch of other towns don't allow English in U.S. courthouses, in U.S. town seats, this is, you know, aggressive colonization going on. Now Mexicans in Mexico will get U.S. Social Security. They've merged all that. Our countries are merging is my point. But, yeah, this is out of the Dallas Morning News, Dallas-based food chain to accept Mexican pesos.
Well, I get paid in U.S. dollars, and I'm over here in Germany.
And they're like toilet paper.
I have to get my money converted into euros, which is 76 cents. In London, it's 50 cents
yes.
pound you get for a dollar. So, like, if you really look at the exchange rate...
Hell, I mean, we used to laugh at the Canadians. Canadian money's worth more than ours now. But don't tell some bug-eyed yuppie that. They don't even know what that means. They just know they love George Bush and want to hand their guns in.
Trust me, every time I get paid, at least $200 of my paycheck is lost in oblivion due to the exchange rate.
I got two British employees. Believe me, I know I got to pay them more just so they can live. Let's go ahead. I got to really move fast now. This is out of control. Let's go ahead and talk to Andre in Austin. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to get your opinion on a documentary I saw the other day called Big Brother, Big Business. It was created by CNBC.
I did see a few clips of it on YouTube. Just admitting, microphones are in every town. They're not really gunshot detectors. That's another thing. In 98, they put microphones in a federal grant in Austin, and they called them gunshot detectors. You ever heard of the police using gunshot detectors? Now they admit they're hooked into the Fusion Emergency Management Center, and they're using them to listen to people. Again, that's how government lies to us. It's a sick joke. And, yeah, on that MSNBC program, they admit how everything's tracked and how Big Brother's taken over everything. Hell, Bush says we don't watch you without a warrant. Everything's watched. Bunch of criminals.
Actually, what really surprised me was the fact that Google keeps every single search engine in a database.
Oh, that's nothing, sir. Google admits they use the built-in microphone and cameras that are on all the new computers and on most of the old ones with keyword computer to listen to the audio in your house. And hell, we didn't have to investigate to find it out. They just announced it, knowing the sheep don't know what that means. I'm a weirdo because I get upset that Google comes out and says they're using the microphone and the cameras in my house. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Twilight Zone. It's out of control. Let's go ahead and talk to John in River Rock, Arkansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Sir, Mr. Alex Jones?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you a question. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm actually in the military, though. And the problem is I want to support you,
yes,
but I don't know how to support you on base without violating the UCMJ.
That's right. You can't criticize the president or the war or do
exactly
anything, or they will court-martial you. You have free speech rights to give people documentary films on a lot of bases. You'll find out that everybody's already seen my films and is on board. The troops are more awake than anybody because they know the lies. They watch U.S. television. See, the lying neocons tell you the troops all love this stuff. No, the troops I talk to are all seeing through it, and 70%+ want to come home. So they know it's all a lie because they see the lies on our television because they're there in Iraq. But I'd still be careful about it. When you're off base, when you're on your own time, you know, when you're at the pub or when you're at the restaurant or you're at the rodeo, then give people terror storms, talk open and freely. And, I wouldn't criticize the president. He's a puppet anyway, so you wouldn't be hurting the New World Order talking about their nobody puppet.
Well, so I just got back from leave. I went home for the holidays. And when I was there, I actually took terror storm and martial law. I made lots and lots of copies of them and went downtown and passed them out to people.
Good, good.
And, I want to do something here, but I'm new here. I don't know anybody. I don't want to take too many risks. And, I've been keeping up on the Lieutenant Watada issue.
Yes, they're court-martialing him for refusing to be redeployed to Iraq because he believes
war
is criminal, and it is criminal. 654,000 dead Iraqis in the last 3.5 years.
Yes, sir. I just want to say from my standpoint, from the people I talk to, the people I know, since I'm at the job that deploys to Iraq, I say it's higher than 70% that don't want to go over there.
Well, a scientific Gallup poll with the commanders hanging over them while they took the questions, telling them, you better watch how you vote in this poll, still 70% said. So, yeah, it's probably a lot higher. So what we hear about the troops all loving it and their morale being high isn't a lie? Surprise, surprise. What isn't a lie? Tell us about it.
It is completely a lie. Nobody likes being over there.
Well, being lied to is good, though. That's what it's all about to be an American.
I mean, not to criticize some people, but there are some people out there that have scored pretty low in the ASVAB. You know what the ASVAB is.
Well, hell, they lowered this last year below what was allowed before and are actually getting people who are mildly retarded now.
Yes, that's a true story.
Well, that was
in the Army, they will accept you at pretty low scores.
Yeah, they know. That's poor, retarded children are now, joining the military. That was in the news. That it's now again, 70's really retarded, but 75, 80, they're taking people with 80 IQs, folks, and they're retarded. And that's who they need. That's people that are here. Take your deadly vaccines. The vaccines that they're giving them are experimental and have admittedly killed them. But still, they're doing medical experiments on them. Don't believe me? Type in Project Shad into Google. Got to move really fast here now. I'm out of control. As I love freedom. Let's go ahead. I appreciate your service to the country. I appreciate our military. You're good people. You're just being used. Not against our military. I'm against how they're being used. Just like I'm not against our police. I'm against how they're being used. Let's talk to Travis. You're on the air listening to KLBJ. We'll talk about KLBJ Talk Fest. Go ahead.
Alex, Travis Doss calling. Listen, man, I'm really excited about Talk Fest. Neil Bortz is going to be coming. I think that guy is the worst of the worst. What do you have in store for him? Are you going to debate him on 9/11 truth? And how can we as listeners make his life very uncomfortable when he's in town?
No, be nice. Listen, I'm going to be on the air with
Neil Todd Scumbag.
Listen, I'm going to be on the air with George Norrie in studio here. That's what really to me matters. Because I'll be on
what about
500 stations.
Can you get him to come too?
Well, Glenn Beck isn't on this station,
but
I mean, he's a neocon who's so cowardly he won't even admit he's one. But I think
a 9/11 truth debate would be infinitely more compelling than a conversation with George Norrie with Neil Bortz. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I ought to play audio on air, but I have to do a bunch of bleeping of Bortz. No one's ever seen this video. When I was in New York, he just out of the blue at Ground Zero walked up to me. He's like 10 feet tall.
Right.
And started telling me what an idiot I was. I mean, I'd be happy to debate Bortz, but I, you know what? I'm a friendly, nice guy, and I really, don't want to mess up people's parade. Let them have, Bortz can do whatever he wants. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't sit here when I work at a radio station and I'm doing something, running around like a wild man, yelling and screaming at people. I'm going to be there with George Norrie, talking about the New World Order.
All right, your show on KLBJ is top-notch, Alex.
Well, thank you. I've been kind of just so angry lately I can hardly even control myself. But is that okay, Travis?
Fantastic. Look forward to it.
All right, take care, bro.
Yes, sir.
I know Travis. He used to own one of the Elmo draft houses. You know what? I got loaded phone lines here and no way to go to them all. Aren't we going to break here in just a moment? Let's real fast talk to John in Northern California. You're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Yes. Are you aware that the Secretary of Treasury, Mr. Paulson, was arrested in Germany by the World Court?
No. When did this happen?
It happened the 30th of December. And if you go to www.worldreports.com, and go to the audience.
Okay, we're out of time. We'll check it out. See you back next week. PrisonPlanet.com. World government loves you.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.